At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from a life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast live.
You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, IamRappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wig up please.
This is the I Am Rappaport podcast.
This is I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. This is an emergency podcast. This is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I'm on the phone here with G Moody. Last name rhymes with duty. And the official, unofficial political correspondent of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, Mr. Eli Lake. This is the we're still in flux. We don't know who's going to be president, but Eli, I'm going to just let you start this off because I think you and me are in shock. I don't know what the fuck you're doing, Moody, in the Bronx. But Eli, you could take the lead here.
All right. Well, first things first, I was wrong, and Gerald Moody, you were right. Looks like Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. And I cannot believe I am saying that.
Wow.
That is, he has shocked the world. This is unbelievable.
Yo, Eli,
happening.
What's the climate like in Washington right now? Like you're out and about. You know, I'm going to keep it real with our audience. It's Tuesday. It's Wednesday morning, the 9th. But it's the middle of the night in on the East Coast. What's the deal over there, Eli? Who are you around? What's the climate? Paint the picture.
I was in a newsroom. I was with other journalists, and people are shocked. I would say that nobody thought this was going to happen. Most people thought that. I mean, the phrase they used, they had to get an inside straight. I was under the impression that the Democrats had this incredible get out the vote operation. They thought their early voters looked really good. There were more Latinos who were registered, who people thought would vote against Trump and send them a message. And he is looking at this point that he is going to win the election. And that is a frightening and shocking development.
Yo, man. I can't even fucking believe we're having this emergency I Am Rapport Stereo podcast conversation. For real. Now, Moody, you fucking, you proud of yourself?
No, hey, it's the facts of the fact.
You want to expound upon that? I mean, Eli, here he is. This is the guy, and I'm not just tooting my own horn here. I'm keeping it 400%. I'll keep it 500% real. Gerald Moody, who doesn't have a middle name, the 2015 podcast co-host of the year, is the first person that I heard say that Donald Trump was going to become president. He did it sometime along around the time of September of last year. He started talking this shit. It's all documented. We're going to play it. We're all intelligent people. We all talk for a living. Eli, you write for a living. We've talked endlessly on this show about this. I'm in shock. I know it's not official, and I have a feeling that, I have a feeling this is going to keep going. I don't think this is going to just end like right away. But let's just assume that it's looking like Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States. What happens now? Like, now what?
Off the top, for the last 16 years, both George W. Bush and President Obama, in some ways for very different reasons, accrued enormous power to the presidency, more so than at any point probably in our history, except for Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War. And Donald Trump, who has proven himself in the campaign to not have, in my view, the temperament necessary to be in such an important position, will have enormous power when it comes to our trade agreements, when it comes to our military, what he decides to do, even though he's campaigned in part on sort of not engaging in the world in some respects. It's a very scary proposition because the president has enormous power in our system at this point, and Congress has allowed that. And the Congress looks like it's going to be in the hands of the Republicans. So the Republicans will have all branches of government. This is really extraordinary. I mean, I had started writing a column for tomorrow about Hillary winning because that's what I thought was going to happen, and sort of looking at, you know, what Republicans ought to do from here. This is the new Republican Party. I think there's a lot of Republicans who don't want to be part of that party, to be honest with you. I mean, that's my sense.
So what I mean, I know you're not a future, you can't read it, you're not a fortune teller. So then what would happen potentially? I nothing is fact, and I don't want you to feel like I'm putting you on the spot to fact. Potentially, what could possibly happen when you say that, you know, Republicans might not want to be a part of that party? Do they step down from office? Do they, like, what could potentially happen?
Well, I mean, it's extraordinary that you had no living Republican president, so both Bushes. Mitt Romney wouldn't endorse him. The governor of Ohio, who had the convention, wouldn't go to the convention. He's a Republican. There are a number of people who sort of stood against him, and it's more, even more true for conservative intellectuals who really opposed him. Magazines like the National Review and the Weekly Standard were very tough against Trump. And now he's going to be the president, and usually people like to sort of go with the winner, but there are really serious principle issues. But it's also a bit deeper than that. It's more than politics. And I'm just thinking here kind of out loud because I did not think this was going to happen. This is about a guy who divides us and deliberately would say that the most vulnerable citizens, people who are undocumented workers, you know, kind of saying that they were all criminals and making their lives even harder. And it's things like that which just go against my sense of decency, and I think a lot of other Americans.
What's right.
amazing is that he won this election. I thought that that was going to alienate so many people, and he won this election, which is just, I think that maybe they looked at things. I'd like to hear from Gerald Moody, who is being called the co-host for Damas on Twitter.
Yes, he saw
something again that nobody else saw. Like, all the pros did not see this. Everybody thought that Hillary's going to, you know, get this thing easy. And that was, like, this morning people were saying that. So, I'm, like, flabbergasted.
The floor is yours, Mr. Moody.
I saw it because of the sentiment that he could tap into through the, like, you know, the Rust Belt. And all the people from Ohio and those hardworking folk that felt shunned. And I thought that he tapped into that. And I thought that he would win based on that and just telling it like it is, which is the catchphrase. So I thought that if he would galvanize that group, there's no way he wouldn't win. And this is what seemingly has happened.
Now, G, I've known you since 82, I know you inside and out. No Bruno.
Yes.
No Bruno. And me and Eli, we spoke earlier on the phone because I was like calling to get him updates. And he asked me a question that I didn't have the answer to. And I'm going to ask you the question. Eli asked me earlier, you know, he basically said, is Moody serious about what he was saying about Trump? Or is he just bullshitting around for the podcast? Now, In all seriousness, G, I normally could answer for you, but I didn't give. I was like, I don't know. I just think he's fucking around. I don't know. When he asked me that, it dawned on me that I didn't really know. Now, let's just assuming Trump is the actual winner. Did you actually think that he was going to win, or were you just saying that to be provocative to me and to be provocative to the show? In all honesty, from the bottom of your heart.
In all honesty, I believed it. I said it. I stood by it. I stood on it. I believed that because I had I had did a little bit of research, man, and I knew the strategy of what he was doing, you know? So I kind of based it on that. And I thought if he could pull that off, no way he wouldn't win.
I'm in fucking shock, you know? And you know the thing that concerns me most, just my first gut instinct concern, Eli, is that as reckless and as greasy and as inappropriate as he was talking during the campaign, he pulled back at times. Now being the president of the United States, we're going to see things and hear things out of a president's mouth that even in those comedy spoofs of having Chris Rock as president or this one and that one as president and all the Saturday Night Live spoofs and in Richard Pryor's wildest wet fantasy dream of what it would look like, we're going to hear and see things if Donald Trump is a president that we never thought were imaginable.
Yeah, I think that there's that. And, you know, look at the reaction from the markets on the news that he was winning. I mean, this is going to send a potential economic shockwave. There's a lot of implications here because nobody predicted this.
Except for G. Moody.
Yes.
Except for G. Moody. G. Moody.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think he tapped into something.
Yes.
I mean, you got it. I mean, listen, I was on this podcast. I didn't want to pussyfoot around it. I thought she was going to blow him out, and I'm like amazed. I mean, it's incredible if you think about it. Not even a month ago, the leaders of the Republican Party and even his own vice president couldn't defend what he was saying on that tape on Access Hollywood.
The infamous grab her by the pussy tape.
That's right. People were walking away from him like you wouldn't believe, and here he is. Wow.
He did it his way. You got to give him credit.
Got a little bit of an assist from the FBI. Let's be real.
Explain that in layman's terms. I know you did it once before. Explain that in the most current state of the FBI. Their their mark on
this. Less than two weeks before the election, the FBI director told Congress there might be new emails that they had to look at, and effectively said we were reopening the case, which he'd cleared Hillary of in July. And then there was a series of leaks from the FBI, which revealed there was an investigation into what's called the Clinton Foundation, which looked like a kind of it's a philanthropy. It's a charity run by Bill Clinton, but there was clearly elements of it which were used to influence or try to influence Hillary. And there was a for-profit component of it, and the FBI was looking into it. And, I mean, I'm not going to comment at this point on what we know or don't know about the Clinton Foundation, because there may very well be a story there. But to leak the fact that there is an FBI investigation is an extraordinary thing right before an election like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think – I don't know that that gave Trump the election, but it was clearly there were people at the FBI who were signaling – that they were for Trump and they thought Hillary was crooked, which was, of course, Trump's message about Hillary, calling her crooked Hillary and everything like that. I'm not saying that that gave, there were other things too. I think Moody is correct that he tapped into a kind of resentment and anger. And I just did not know that there were more of those people voting in this election than people who were going to be so horrified and offended by Trump, which I just thought more Americans would come down there.
On a lighter note, in regards to the election and the votes, California voted to legalize recreational marijuana. Florida voted to legalize marijuana in Florida. Florida also is a state that it looked like it was going to be a Hillary state, and with a last minute soak in the bath salt tub, turned it around and won Florida. And also, what about this, Eli? What about the hipster fucks that wanted to buck the system and shun the mainstream politics and voted for this guy, fucking Gary Johnson, who they probably couldn't even pick out of a lineup? Well, how much of an impact will the hipster fucks trying to be, you know, ironic and against the grain? And it's Movember, and they're not shaving and all this sort of thing. And they voted for this guy, Gary Johnson. Did any of that affect this? Like, at the end of the day, it seems like those votes for the Gary Johnson, because this is going to wind up being so close, will wind up having affected Hillary's losing, if she actually is the one who winds up losing this race, correct?
Well, I don't know. But I mean, Ralph Nader definitely cost Al Gore the election in 2000. Because he took all the votes away from Democrats because he was a progressive. Gary Johnson probably took some votes away from Trump as well as Hillary. Anyone stupid enough to vote for Jill Stein, who was the Green Party candidate, certainly was taking votes away from Hillary. That was basically like voting for Trump. And, I mean, she didn't really register as much. But he's really, I mean, we have to see the final tallies, but I mean, who predicted that he was going to win Wisconsin? And people are calling it for Wisconsin. I mean, he's doing really much better than anybody thought. So I don't know that Gary Johnson was much of a factor. I think the factor here is that the people who live on the coast, like us, and who are elites, did really underestimated how the rest of the country felt about where things were going. I mean, that's one big part of it. And too few people have not seen the dangers of a guy like Donald Trump having all this power. I'm not going to say he's going to be like Adolf Hitler. I think that's an exaggeration. That's hyperbole, and we shouldn't do that. But I do think that he is the kind of person who's such an egomaniac and has such a poor temperament that he does present a real danger. I think the real problem with him is he's going to use the power of the enormous power of the federal government to go after his enemies.
I agree.
And his personal enemies.
I agree.
Like Richard Nixon.
I totally
and that's
agree.
Bad.
I swear to God, earlier this evening when this was looking like it was going to go this way, with all the shit that we talk on Twitter and the Instagram, I was like, this fucking guy could write a list of like 500 journalists, 500 shit talkers, 500 podcasters, and be like,
yeah,
you know what? We're gonna what is it called when your taxes? We're gonna
audit you.
You're gonna fucking audit you, and you know what? We're gonna audit you again next year, and I'm gonna audit you again the next year, asshole, and like little things like that. I swear to God, I was like, he can do shit like that to guys like you, Monetti. Well, you're on his, you're his fucking pride and joy, but I'm fucked. Me and Eli, we're fucked here. We're sitting here with our dicks in our hands, getting audited every 15 minutes. And you're over there. You got a job at the White House. You're hanging out at the White House with Trump now, Moody. That's how things are looking.
See Trump in the house.
Great.
Yeah, but Moody, you were also like talking about how Make America Great Again. When was America great? I mean, you understood that there were. I mean, I think your point was that like you were making an analytical point about Trump.
Yeah.
But you were also, you know, you saw the danger, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But, you know, I kind of know the sentiment, and he came out and he spoke to that sentiment. And yeah, I mean, you see the outcomes of what it is right now. So
and that's the word that you've been saying the most that I think is really right. That sentiment, that underlying unspoken sentiment.
Yeah. And he voiced it. And the Republicans that didn't support him, how are you going to feel when this man becomes president? Like, how are you going to support him then?
I don't know. Gerald, yeah. I swear to God, Eli, we're going to see unprecedented shit go down from our president.
Oh,
we're going to see wild shit that's never even, we're going to see shit that there's no plan for. Like, no one ever thought would happen. I really think that there's going to be some unorthodox chaos and craziness in regards to Trump, in regards to the Republican Party viewing Trump, in regards to, you know, literally people fighting in the street. Like this election has tapped an emotional core that any other election. I mean, I'm not Mr. Election. I'm not Mr. Politics. But am I correct about that, Eli? Like, you know, in history, there's never been an election that to me feels this divisive.
Just off the top, everybody predicted that Trump was going to lead to ruin for the Republican Party. He's instead led to a resurgence of Republican rule. So the calculations that everyone was making was that Trump would lose, the party would come to its senses, they would say, we can't do this again. Now, Trump is president, and not only that, Trump figured out a way to win where Romney and McCain failed. So what Trump was doing, which I find so distasteful and bad for the country, so divisive for the country, is now a winning formula. And that's what happens in like business and, you know, and you see it in Hollywood. Like if you make a big comic book movie, everybody's making comic book movies, right? So it's like, now everyone's going to be like Donald Trump. And that is another thing. I mean, so I'm not predicting a mass exodus from the Republican Party, but I'm saying that any chance for them to get, you know, someone like me is over. Like, I can't, you know, I think there's going to be, like, a lot of intelligent or, you know, conservatives are going to say, wait a second, what's going on? Doesn't mean they're going to become Democrats, but, I mean, if that's that, you know what I'm saying? He just proved this formula works. That's the scariest part of it, too.
All right, Eli. Well, we'll let you go, and you know, we'll probably, you know, have to do a follow-up. Hopefully, you know, I don't even know. But I appreciate the
everybody
insight.
Everybody hang in there.
I know the fans appreciate
strong institutions in this country.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways you can participate in our democracy besides voting.
Well, we'll need to break that down, you know, soon and shortly and in a serious way. I appreciate the insight. I know the fans appreciate the insight. And Eli, I you know, I'll be talking to you soon, my man.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
All right, guys. Moody, good talking to you. You were right. I was wrong.
All right, bro.
Peace, Eli.
Peace.
The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. Time Magazine named Casper Mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada.
You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights, risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. That's what you call a money-back true guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Made in America, king-size mattress could cost you up to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. If you want a really good mattress, king-size, only $950. Go to Casper.com, CASPER.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Terms and conditions apply. You get $50 off an already fair price. Great product. Casper mattress.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, how do you feel, Gerald?
Oh, man. I feel bad that it's had to happen like this, bro. I told y'all. I was the only guy standing out there on the limb. I got laughed out of the room. I was scorned. I was ridiculed. You said I was a fucking a nut.
I now, did say, look. Yeah, I said you were a fucking nut. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
I said
and
it.
And now look.
I said you were a fucking nut. I said you were a fucking nut. How do you like that?
This is bad. I hate to be right, man, on this shit, man. But what can we do?
Just for the people who think that we're bullshitting, Miles and Jordan, the two producers extraordinaire, please once again play the clip of Gerald Moody predicting this.
Who do you think's going to win?
Trump going to win this shit.
You think that Trump's going to actually win?
All he got to do is get his policy shit in order.
Well, he's got to learn some policy.
Yeah, now you turned
he can do it.
You turned it out.
It's a year. It's over a year away. It's like a year and 4 months away.
There you have it. That is the actual prediction from Gerald Moody making this prediction. There's no bullshit. I hate that you were right, too. I don't like this guy. I'm going to be honest. I see pieces of myself in him. A blowhard, obnoxious shit talker. But I'm not running for president.
Yeah.
See, I'm in the entertainment business, and Donald Trump is a guy who's in the real estate / entertainment business, and he's a business mogul, but he's also an entertainer, and that's who you have running for your country now. So that there you have it.
And De Niro said he's also a dog, too.
Oh, yeah. De Niro said he called him a mutt, a dog, a con.
A mutt.
He called him a fucking mutt. De Niro, I wonder where is Bob now? Bob must just be going fucking bad. He was this fuck. Oh, where's Danny Aiello? I can't fucking believe this fucking shit. This pumpkin face cocksucker. I met this motherfucker one time. I said, I'm a fucking banger from the Bronx. Don't you talk that fucking shit to me. You orange face cocksucker. You pussy grabbing motherfucker. I'll bust your fucking hole in, you cocksucker. People are going nuts right now in New York City.
Oh, man.
All right, so this is what we're going to do, G.
Go.
Because I feel like we brought the energy down. I feel like an idiot, honestly. I feel like a fucking idiot. I'm be honest. I feel dumb. I feel betrayed. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. And it is so hard to embarrass me. I'm embarrassed. Personally. Ooh. You're like, what do you mean? I'm embarrassed. I just, that's how I feel. I feel embarrassed. I feel fucking embarrassed.
Trump's song, when he wins, should be Tupac Against All Odds. He should be rocking that shit.
Well, Moody, well, even though I resent the fact that you were right because I wanted you to be so wrong, because you're my man, 50 grand. I'm glad you're right, because it just goes to show this sums it up as the 2016 podcast co-host of the year. We're giving you that award. I guarantee you that award is won. It's done. You're going to get that. I could pretty much, just like you predicted that Trump would win, I'm predicting that you're definitely too. How can anybody? You might be on some Pulitzer Prize shit.
Yeah.
Like, you fuck the 2016 podcast co-host of the year. That just might be the tip of the iceberg for what the type of shit I might be your co-host in a few weeks. You might be like, yo, rap. Yo, man, fuck that shit. I'm getting offers from Fox News and all that shit. I'm out, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to come on and talk your little bullshit Fox, me and my man Wolf Blitzer and Bill O'Reilly and them, I have you on every now and then, but I'm taking my shit, taking my talents to Fox News. All right, Moody.
Well,
what?
What's up?
You got anything else for me? I really don't know where to go from here.
Yo, man. I told everybody to get prepared for this, man. I had forewarned, motherfucker. You cannot say you were not warned.
It's true. It's fucking true.
You cannot say that. I told the Mexicans, I said, get your green cards together. And I told the black people, find your freedom paper.
All right. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I want to thank my man Eli Lake. G Moody, I'll take it from here, my man. I'll talk to you soon. And when the offers start pouring in for you, don't forget about the little people.
Oh, no doubt, bro.
All right, peace.
Peace.